This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Thank you. I went to the far restroom today. A lot of coffee, a lot of water.
Breathing awfully heavy.
Well, I was sprinting. I saw the light was on. I had to run the last 40 yards down the FM studio hallway.
You're not trying to make a comeback, are you?
No.
Okay. No. Someone suggested that earlier. Not a bad
that's
idea.
That's funny.
But
my 40-yard dash would be somewhere around 10.
Somebody just said, Joe, well, how is it a head scratcher at tight end? At worst, he's double the output of Jonnu Smith, a no-brainer, not a head scratcher.
He's what?
I don't get that one.
No. Repeat that because I like what all the smart people say.
At worst, he's double the output of Jonnu Smith.
At worst.
Maybe this guy's
he's double, so somebody got to help me. So you're telling me that they believe that this, and listen, Darren Waller, he may end up being good. You think he's going to be double the player Jonnu Smith is as a receiver?
I think you have a better chance of him never taking the field. And I told you this. Again, this to me feels really a lot like the Odell Beckham thing. It just does.
You throw me in that.
I won't throw you in Odell Beckham one more time. I'm not going to do it.
I admitted I was wrong.
Okay, but do you think it has the same sort of feel to it? Like, I could see a world where this guy never takes the field. Doesn't go well in camp.
A bad day. A demon day.
Joe, he might have, you know, he might not be in football shape, you know. I know he's in really good physical shape.
No, everybody says he's in great shape. His music's great.
Sure,
and
he
stuff,
is.
But,
I mean,
but
it's like the guy got fat, but
it's different, you know, going out there and playing. And the other thing
he
is,
said he lost his passion for the game.
He did.
He retired.
He quit in the season. Yeah, he.
You know, maybe he gets into camp and goes a few weeks and goes, this isn't for me.
That could happen.
I think you have a better chance of that happening than him having a better season than Jonnu Smith just had.
Yeah, but I got to just say, calm down. Whatever you think of Jonnu, and I get why he's gone, but please, and I'm all for a good debate, and a lot of you make great points and really good points, much better than mine, but please don't tell me that all of a sudden this guy's going to show up and be better than Jonnu Smith, who's coming off one of the best years and is really good at what he does, catching a football, just like this guy was a few years ago. So that's all I'm saying. Just calm down. That's all. 4 or 5 years difference, whatever it is, Jonnu, compared to, or 3 or 4 years, whatever it is. But,
and I know this is like a no risk deal here, but yeah, it's just unusual because it's like a name that, like, we were talking about names yesterday, and we weren't going through like, oh, who's been retired for a year that they can, like, you know.
I was in Vegas, but I wasn't thinking of one of Vegas's former tight ends. I was thinking about the guy on the team right now. And anyway, hey, listen, I hope it works out, but I got to tell you, for everybody.
Someone just said, let's go get Antonio Brown,
that
too,
text.
If he's available.
Yeah, we might as well just bring them all in, and we'll just we'll have special
Antonio
meetings.
Antonio Brown could actually probably use the money. Isn't he defending a attempted murder charge?
I think they're waiting for Antonio Brown to come back to America. I don't even know if he's
Did he skip town?
Yeah, he'd been out of town. They've been going, when you come back, we'd like to see ya. I'm not sure where he is. Hey, man, if you like the deal and you're going, okay, hey, I wasn't surprised. This is a great get, man. Going to be 33 in September. He stays in great shape. I know the guy. He's down here. He's a Drew Rosenhaus client. And first of all, it's Drew's job. The guy says he wants to come back and play. Drew's going to do everything he can. This is what Drew does for a living, no matter who the guys are. But I just it's a head scratcher.
Yeah, it's not a Drew. Like, everyone's angry with Drew about this.
What about
like,
Drew?
Drew's the best in the business, man.
Hey, exactly.
That's the guy. If I was a player, I would hire him in a minute. He is the best in the business.
And
stands
Drew,
up for his guys.
And Drew has had his share of turds.
The guy we just mentioned.
He's had some guys, and some of them blame him for everything bad in their life, and I just crack up and say for everybody blames agent for whatever's happened, look in the mirror.
The guy followed up by saying Waller's worst season is better than Jonnu's second best season.
I know, but we're not doing a history lesson of how good a guy used to be in 2018, 2019, 2020. I don't disagree. The guy was a freak. I said that.
We were all.
If you've been listening, I remember how good he was. I remember when the Dolphins were preparing to play against the guy and how good he was with the Raiders. But, like, you can't say right now a guy that quit and then sat out a season is better than a guy that just had 88 catches and basically a little more than a half a season, I might add.
And I'm not trying to get you riled up
you
again,
are.
But I am curious. You got to put a number on it. Like, you got to Odell me on this one. Put a number on what you think your expectations are. For Waller.
I'm worried about.
I want catches and yards.
I'm worried.
Maybe you throw touchdowns in there too.
No,
if you
see,
want.
I'm not doing that.
I need you to.
I'm not doing that
to,
on
though.
This one. I'm
I
not.
Need you.
Odell at least played the year before he got here. He had
so
35
what?
Catches and 500
can't
yards.
Can't make a prediction.
Yeah, but the guy's been out of football. I don't know how serious, and I don't know where his head.
So give us a 0-0.
Zero
catches, 0 yards.
0-0.
That's what you think? You don't think he takes the field?
I think he takes the field. You got to make it through camp. You got to make it through. There are no two-a-days, but you got to make it through camp, which is no big deal. But good days, bad days, days when you're not great.
That's a shot, by the way.
What?
I can't wait for Bo tomorrow, but the stuff with the camp and how easy the camp is.
A lot of times when a guy – look, guys have been suspended that wanted to play. We've had guys that have had demons that have broken rules and been suspended. We have one of the greatest players of all time for the Cleveland Browns to put up monster numbers. He gets suspended. He come back. I don't know, was it marijuana? I don't even remember. But remember the guy, he was good for a long time. He kept coming back, and he was good. And then he gets suspended again and the whole thing. I just, once you quit in the heat and a bad day and just what am I doing here? And now, maybe he's motivated. Maybe money. I don't know if the guy's broke. Maybe he's broke. I don't know with everything else. But when a guy's got some form of mental health issues and substance and all the things that fall under the umbrella of anxiety, you know, all bets are off, man. I'm not touching that.
Texas said, Joe, the only thing you have to know about Waller is Greer brought him in.
Yeah.
Another guy says, Odell was injured. Are you for real? You forgot what Waller did to the Dolphins. The Dolphins didn't forget.
Again.
It was 5 years ago, 4 years ago.
I mean, it was a few years ago, yes.
God, it's a long time.
But and if you think he can turn back the clock, it's hard. It's hard in your 30s to come back. It gets a little harder no matter what shape. And everybody's told me he's in great shape and 2% body fat and great dancer. And he's got music and he's in a good place, and he's ready to come down here, and Frank Smith is the guy he needs around him every day. And maybe you're right. Maybe it will work out.
I'm scared to play this game, by the way, because now people are sending in names of people that the Dolphins can sign, and I don't want to accidentally say a dead guy.
Don't do that.
So I'm just going to stick clear.
You know, I've done the dead doctor thing, and I feel bad about it.
No, but like people are sending in all these names in an attempt to be funny, which they actually are kind of funny, but I just – I don't want to say
I'm glad you think it's funny that guys have died.
I didn't say it was funny they've died.
Funny.
I said the names are funny. Okay. But I don't want to slip up and have them signing a dead guy. We only want to sign retired players.
You're really
dead.
You know what's amazing? You're really having fun with this signing. Like this just
it's a very unusual signing.
Yes, it is.
I mean,
Even Darren Waller, who could be listening in his car, like, hey, I wonder what everybody's saying about this thing today. Even Darren's got to go, I get it, man. I quit on the Giants, and then I sat out a year, and then I had to get some things worked out. I mean, he's been very open about his life. I give the guy credit. He has been open. And if there's a team that understands, and as Omar said, we've got a coach that's been through it. And if somebody said, hey, man, but one thing I'd be disappointed with, and Omar and I are going to disagree on, Omar didn't think he worked out for the team.
No, I think he said he did.
Oh, I thought he
said he did not work out. No, he said he would be shocked if they didn't work out.
I said that.
I think Omar agreed with you.
Oh, I thought
he agreed with you.
I don't think he did.
You don't sign a guy without a workout.
You got to have a guy come in to see how he moves.
It's kind of unusual. Like, I would work out and no one would know about it.
There's just no way. And then give him a $5 million contract? Come on.
It's an incentive contract, isn't it? Josh Gordon was the guy you were talking
about.
There you go.
Yeah. Boy, did he have. And he was freakish good.
He was really good.
He put up a couple years. Yes. You're like, he worked around those demons and put up some numbers.
It's like the best receiver in football for a
Well, we had another guy down here that's been off the rocker that was on his way to a Hall of Fame career. I don't think he'll make it now, Antonio Brown.
But well, Antonio, he'd have to be in the country to accept the honor.
Antonio Brown was on his way. Think about that. He was on his way. If he would have stayed at home with the Steelers, he left the Steelers and he just became crazy. He was out there.
Yeah.
And nothing worked after that. Even the Tampa Bay thing, although, of course, he shows up against. You remember the Tampa Bay-Miami game? Mm-hmm. And the X-Man had him on a lot of those plays, and he looked like, I go, wow.
Didn't he score a touchdown with the Patriots, too, down here?
Yeah, I don't know. He had a really good start to the game. Of course, they went on to have everybody had a great start in that game. That was a week after we played against Lamar. And Lamar had that perfect quarterback rating. That was the beginning of flow. That was when the first two games were going, oh, my God. Remember Steve Young came out and said, Dolphins have guys get hurt with this roster. It was so bad.
You might have open tryouts down here at this point.
No, those are done. You know, we had those, right?
Really?
They called it the truckers workouts.
Uh-huh.
It was completely open. And you had to see it, Woody. You think you'd have a good laugh. So every guy that lifted weights for a living on juice, because this is before drug testing, every guy showed up, and then there'd be like 20 big trucks, those trucks you see early in the morning on their way down from all over.
Mm-hmm.
Those truck drivers that listen to radio go, hell, I played in high school. Let me go in the tryout. So there were no rules. They just signed you. You went out. And they'd have you run and jump and do all these things. And they had our coaches actually standing out there. Our coaches, our NFL coaches, to go, all right, you're out. You didn't run fast enough, or you can't touch your toe. You know, whatever it was. And the guy looked stiff. All right, that's enough. You're done. And so they used to do these. And, like, of the 150 guys that would show up for it, it was open. Like, every guy that in high school goes, I can do better than that guy. I'll show up and play. And there's a whole bunch of those people. So these guys would show up, and so one day, the story, I wasn't there the day it happened, but I did enjoy watching it, because we work out before, and we sit out there and watch these guys come. Some of these guys juiced out of their minds. I mean, they were doing bodybuilding. It was crazy. So one day, a guy went to run a 40, and his time, whatever it was bad. He was physically big, and he had a roid rage on him. So he goes all over the coach. He goes, you're out. You know, thank you for coming. You're done. He goes, what do you mean I'm done? I just started. No, you got to let me do more. They had to get security out there to get rid of this guy. He went nuts. He wasn't. And I think shoes just went. These open without doing the backgrounds and if the guy got a little college experience or played semi-pro. Because back then, the semi-pro thing was everywhere, too. Yeah. The semi-pro leagues were everywhere. I played at semi-pro in the middle of Pennsylvania. I was the best player in the league. All right, well. And some guys, by the way, from semi-pro that weren't into school did end up becoming good NFL players. There were guys back then. But can you imagine that workout, Woody? Just get a picture of all those kind of guys that find out the workout's getting ready to take place and going, I'm going to be a little late on that load getting it down to Miami today. I'm going for this NFL tryout with the Dolphins. It was crazy. One of the craziest things I ever – and finally, because guys lost and guys got mad, they got cut. Look, you're not cutting me. You're not cutting me. I didn't get a chance to show you what I can do. I'm a lineman. I'm not a 40-yard dash guy. And they go, hey, no, no. Every guy's got to run and, you know, and
– did anyone make it?
No, we'd cut. They literally would cut every guy every year. Maybe one guy occasionally would get invited back for that big roster you'd have, but it weren't too many guys.
Is anyone making it now out of that summer league they have?
They sign a lot of guys.
A few of those guys have been signed.
Yeah, remember, we 1 year we signed five or six of those guys. None of them made it, but to fill out the 90, some guys would go to that league, and you know the names, you see them. A lot of those guys either had a cup of coffee in the league or you remember their college careers.
Boy, that thing flew under the radar this year, huh?
Yeah.
I don't even know what they're calling it these days, but
I think they took a combination of the best teams.
They merged, didn't they?
From both leagues, and that were the best markets for it. All right, we got to go to break here. I just went a little history lesson on, yeah. But there were some dudes coming out right out of the roid rage gyms, man. That were, before they got the workout, hit that needle nice and hard. It was a crazy, crazy time, man. No question about it. Well, going right from that, I do want to take a second this morning to tell you about something that's really, really important that I've had great results with. And I do want to tell people about Atlantic Men's Clinic. ED, low T, if you're going through it. By the way, it kicks in it for a lot of guys in their 40s, 50s, 60s. And when you go to Atlantic Men's Clinic, you're going to see men all different ages, right into their 80s, showing up. And the bottom line is, every guy out there needs to know, and I didn't know this until I had it, everybody is getting as low T at some point, and then you get ED, and then it kicks in. And when it does, you find yourself not having that energy. You start all that retirement talk. Then your sex drive is gone. You're moody. You're grouchy. All these things happen because all of a sudden, man, nothing's working. And, man, when your sex drive's gone, that's one thing to have low T and no energy. It's another one when the sex drive – I didn't say hit and miss. Like, it was all right last night. But when it's all missing, it hits bad news, man. I'm telling you, right from the heart, it sucked. Atlantic Men's Clinic made a difference in my life more than a year ago, and I know they will for you if you're going through it. You don't need to be open like I am about this, but I'm telling you, if you're going through it, go to Atlantic Men's Clinic. They knock out ED and low T. That's what they do. They turn back the clock how you used to feel a long time ago. Schedule that first appointment. You get your T, your PSA test. You meet with their professionals. They'll sit down with you, put you on a program specifically made and custom made for you. Not me, you. Seven locations in South Florida. Matter of fact, a brand new one. Beautiful facility in Hollywood you're going to love. You can check it out. Go to Atlantic Men's Clinic, but set up that first appointment. It's summer. I want you to enjoy your summer. I want you to get your energy back and enjoy your summer vacation like you haven't in years. 877-455-7300 or visit AtlanticMen'sClinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Well, while we talk about all this Dolphin stuff, the Florida Panthers are just sitting back and going, you know what, man? Before free agency even starts, we're going to do something that doesn't happen very often in sports. We're going to run the same group back. Same group. Signed all three guys. Everybody seems to be a little surprised about Marshawn. I've heard both. By the way, what's he go by? Brad Marchand or Brad Marchand? I hear both from former guys. And
I've been using Marchand. I think that's more of a Doug or Goldie question.
All it is, I know he's still with the Panthers. You know, that's the good news. Mm-hmm. They got all three of those guys signed. Bill Zito, you are a beautiful man. They're going to run it back. And for whatever money they lack, they extended some years. There's no question about it with some guys that probably won't see the end of it, may be gone. But they're about winning right now, and they the favorites right now to win a third one. And obviously you need to be healthy, but you're coming back. This just doesn't happen because of money, and a couple guys make a lot, and all of a sudden you got to go on the cheap, and you got to find different guys, and saw Marner had to leave, right? Just left and went to Vegas in a trade, and you can't keep some of your best players. And these guys, they got them all back. Core of 8 or 10 guys. My God, it's unbelievable. They apparently don't want to be in the drama of radio in the morning. They don't want to be part of this show except, hey, we got our stuff done. Spread the word to our fan base. And here we go. We're all those guys, you bought their jerseys a couple years ago. They're all coming back. We got a couple that were with us last year that we picked up at the trade deadline. If you like them a lot, go get their jerseys because they're going to be back in here for a while. So nothing going on there while we're talking about the NBA and what might happen. Duncan Robinson, sign and trade, going to Detroit. Detroit basketball, 3-year, $48 million. God bless Duncan Robinson, 31 years old. Detroit needed a three-point shooter, 3-year, 48. No wonder he couldn't wait to get out of that contract. With like half of it guaranteed here in this last year, he goes, hell, forget that. Get me out, man. I'm going back close to where I played my basketball growing up, man, at Michigan. So 3-year, $48 million. What do you think, Duncan? Duncan must, when it's all said and done now that he's got $48 million more guaranteed, probably going to be close to the end, 34, 35 years old. What do you make, over $100 million? 120? $130 million. I'm telling you right now, if you got kids out there and everybody's looking, you know, and he can shoot threes, I don't care if it's a gorgeous shot. I don't care if he's 6'6 or 6'7 or 5'10. Have him shooting threes. The worst thing's going to happen, he's going to get a scholarship in basketball for college if he can shoot threes. Because everybody, we got overdosed last year with three-point shots. By the way, you know who doesn't seem like they shoot a lot of threes? Oklahoma City. Do they shoot? Doesn't seem like they shoot as many threes. The champions. And by the way, speaking of that, boy, I always wonder what one of those contracts looks like. One of those super max for a young guy. SGA, who just won the MVP in the regular season, the finals MVP, just got himself led the league in scoring. Supermax, 4-year, $285 million added to his contract, what he has left, which is 6 years, $364 million. In his early 30s, he's going to be dancing with everything going on with about $400 million. Boy, today's game. Woody, what'd they tell us? In 2034 or 35, we're going to have guys in the NBA making $100 million a year. In basketball, not outside endorsements, not in shoes, $100 million base salary. Guys will be making way over $1 million per game, whether they play or not. 82 games and making more. His average, by the way, he's going to average, what, 70-something million dollars per season. Woody, look what he's looking. He's sneaking up on $1 million a game playing in Oklahoma City. So yeah, pretty wild money right now for sure with everything going on here. Just absolutely crazy. Damian Lillard waived. This is the other one. This could have been the best story from yesterday. Damian Lillard finds out Miles Turner gets signed with Milwaukee, 4-year, $107 million, leaving the Pacers. And so he's going to join the freak, the Greek freak, who's not very happy about this, by the way. Antetokounmpo, not happy. Damian Lillard, they decide to waive. They owe him $113 million, all guaranteed for him. Basically, I don't know if he goes to Oakland. I know he's from Oakland. I don't know if they've still got family there, but I know he's got a place in Portland. I know he loves living in Portland. They're saying he's just going back to Portland and take his time, rehab, and plan on getting real healthy and then coming back while somebody owes him all this money. Can you imagine you've got already had a Hall of Fame career, Damian Lillard? Do we agree with that? What are you with me? Averaged 25 points a game in his career.
Yeah, I mean, everyone's having a Hall of Fame
That's
career
true.
Now.
That's true. It's true.
But yes, Damian Lillard had a good career.
Damian Lillard, when he left to go home, could anybody have been more excited about free agency than Damian Lillard getting that call, his agent getting that call? We're going to release Damian Lillard. We owe you $113 million. He's going to be getting paid like he's averaging 25 points a night. He's going to be sent to his house in Portland. $113 million. I don't know if I'd come back. I don't know if I'd stay motivated to come back and play
again.
That's
what I was thinking, too. It's not a 100% right. And that injury is tough to come back from at that age.
Well, he's got a couple years of money, but everybody's saying he wants to come back and play and, you know, could end up here. This was his first choice last time. But he's got $113 million.
Oh, man, I can't look that far ahead.
By the way, how much has Lillard made in his career that he's also got?
Probably a lot.
$113 million. Another guy that's going to be, what, $300, $400 million of earnings in his career. And all class, Mr. Class. I guess you're going to give it to somebody. Give it to Damian Lillard, man. $113 million, 34 years old. You can't make that up, man. Unbelievable. And by the way, you got these hockey guys. All those three guys were so important, right? Ekblad, Bennett, and Marchand. You put their contracts together. Together. Not even close to what a middle average player in the NBA is making. A good player, a guy in the rotation, and what they're making right now. You put all those guys' contracts together, get about the same amount of money. Hockey not exactly taking off right now for contracts. All right, we got to go to break here. We've got a lot more stuff to get to. Mike Florio. Oh, boy. You've been reading Mike's stuff and some of the stuff he's been out there. He has been all over this Dolphins team. And I think the word was dysfunctional. And so we'll have Mike join us coming up at 9:15 this morning. We'll talk to Mike about everything, including what the Steelers look like from their end and what they're trying to do as well. And does this move the needle? Do you put all of a sudden the Steelers in the playoffs with the moves they've made here over the last couple of weeks? Right now, though, something more important. Boy, we heard that rain coming down hard here today. It knocked out everything. We had leaks on the roof. Oh, my God, it was crazy around here, Woody. And it is hurricane season, and I'm telling everybody, man, if you haven't done it, you need to do it. Protect. The only thing you can do and be guaranteed is protect your home. And you can do a Loctite Impact windows, doors, and roofing. Yes, I said it's the hat trick. It's windows, doors, and roofing. Old leaky roof, you have it, replace that old roof now, and you can pay later. If something's holding you back and has to do with money, let them take care of it now. You can pay them later. Loctite Impact offers the highest quality roofing materials with lifetime warranty plus thousands of five-star reviews. Save big on legendary state-of-the-art Impact windows and doors. Impact windows as low as $3 per window per month installed. Don't wait for the next storm. Visit LoctiteImpact.com. Again, that's LoctiteImpact.com. Covering all of South Florida with professionals ready to take your call. 954-500-LOCK can help you get started with Loctite Impact windows, doors, and roofing today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, welcome back, and hope everybody out there staying dry. We got hit hard down here. Boy, it rained. Would it knock the TV out? And we know in here because we got leaks all over the roof, so we know because it starts coming down everywhere and you know where the spots are. So hopefully.
There was a scare this morning, though, huh? Apparently something was leaking.
Yeah, yeah.
A little bit of a scare here.
We're going to be all right. We're going to be all right in here. Well. We're good. We got enough to worry about, Woody, in our business. We don't have to worry about everything. Let's start with some good news, man. The Marlins, 8 straight wins, getting 2-0 win over Minnesota. Couple more games with them. And then, of course, 4th of July weekend, the Brewers will be in town. They got a lot of cool things going on if you want to get out there, including the fireworks and everything else. So we've got that. And Duncan Robinson will be joining a new team, opted out of his contract, sign and trade, got a nice contract for himself, will be playing for the Detroit Pistons, man, next year. And then, of course, the other story here with the Miami Dolphins, they got a new tight end in Darren Waller, who nobody saw coming. Probably should have, but been out of football, did not play last year. And retired early the season before from the Giants. And so apparently people have seen him. I think, I don't know if he lives down here or not, but said everybody says he's in great shape. And so we'll see. It's a weird one. Listen, I'm not going to lie. It's like, okay, I didn't see that one coming. 30 going to be 33 for the start of football season and sat out last year. The other thing I wanted to get to here this morning, it's interesting because a lot of NFL cities already starting to look at next year. And everybody's talking about next year's quarterback class is going to be a strong one. Now, I've seen some of the guys, and I don't know how good they are. This thing about Arch Manning being the first quarterback taken and, like, unbelievable. He's got 2 starts in his 2 years where he's backed up Quinn Ewers, who's now, of course, with the Miami Dolphins, drafted in the 7th round. And now, I get it, now everybody, Quinn Ewers gets ripped, and the coach didn't handle it well, and Arch is ready to go, and all that stuff. And Arch Manning, I think, was the number one recruit when he came out. Quinn Ewers, I think he was damn near, he was a 5-star, but one of the top recruits coming out of Texas when he went to Ohio State. Same thing. So, Arch Manning's up there, and of course the Manning camp's just finished, and a lot of the top guys go to the Manning camp and hang out with the grandfather as well as Arch Manning's 2 uncles, who are both damn good quarterbacks. So they've got this list of guys. Woody, I want to run them by you because I know, like me, you've seen one guy, again, another 5-star guy, this Klubnik guy from Clemson. What'd you think of him? I'm just curious. They end up, by the way, give them credit. They end up winning the ACC. Remember that? No, or very few transfer portal guys. Their coach doesn't believe in it. They go out and win the whole thing.
They're changing that, though, over there, aren't they?
Yes, they are. They're starting to
kind of adapt a little bit.
Starting to come around. What do you think of Klubnik? I'm just curious.
Well, I know that they're supposed to be pretty good this year. So right? I mean,
the other,
here's the thing that's funny when you evaluate these guys, like, Shedeur Sanders, if we go back to this time last year, was the consensus top guy, right?
I think he was, yeah.
Yeah.
Going back this time of year before his senior year, but he was definitely one of the first round guys they were talking about.
But this happens every year, and I heard Florio yesterday talking about it too. He was talking about the draft class with Joe Burrow and Tua and how the Dolphins really wanted Joe Burrow, and you know Cincinnati wouldn't listen to them, but
why would they? Everybody thought Joe Burrow was clearly the best quarterback in the draft.
Yeah, but
everybody thought the guy in Jacksonville was clearly the best guy in the draft.
Funny though in that draft though too. I mean, if you remember, like, and he said this too. Like, if you go back to before that season started, it was Tua. Tua was the number one quarterback in that draft.
When
and Joe Burrow came on strong, had a really great season, right?
Tua got hurt with a hip.
No. I'm saying before the college football season started.
Oh.
Tua was the number one guy going
into
that.
Yeah, they did start to take to Tua, and then Joe Burrow blew up.
And then, yes, Joe Burrow had the crazy season.
Crazy season.
Cam Ward is another good example. I don't think anyone thought Cam Ward was going to be the first guy taken.
Yeah, and we got people saying Cam Ward is lucky that he came out the year, that his year fell when it did because he was clearly the best one. And you've seen the ranking. If he'd have gone the year before, he'd have been the fifth or sixth guy taken by all these guys.
And so here's the thing, Joe. Like, I don't know why you're going through all these college quarterbacks right now, but I will tell you, and I don't know if this is your reasoning on it, but if the Dolphins get off to a bad start, I think we're all going to become quarterback evaluators down here. Because the schedule's easy at the beginning.
I think,
and if they get off to a rough start.
I think this is a big year for Tua, but I got to tell you, I think he's a quarterback because of the money the following year. I think this is this year and next year on the big money for Tua.
You can't fire coach and GM and bring back Tua. That will never happen.
Well,
no coach and GM are going to saddle themselves with that guy.
That will be an interesting one. And you're right, Woody. All good points down the road.
I don't know if that's why you were doing this, because you wouldn't turn us all into scouts early in the season.
I actually was just looking at strength of the schedule. I actually was not. I had nothing to do with the Dolphins.
Okay.
Because Fernando Mendoza, who's from down here, Columbus, his stock from Cal, we saw him Cal against Miami. He played his ass off. I thought he was coming. I thought, wait a second. Dr. Mendoza, good friends with, grew up with Mario's family. And I thought that was just, he could handle the stuff being here and everything. And he had a great year. He played great. A lot of people like him, too, to be one of the better quarterbacks in college football this year. So it's going to be interesting.
I'm guessing the quarterback down at Coral Gables probably
Carson
thinks
Beck.
He's got a chance to move up the
that's one of the reasons,
here, right?
One of the reasons he came down here was for that. And but you don't know. Like, to your point, you don't know how all these guys are going to play, right?
Quinn Ewers. I'm telling you, this guy thinks Arch Manning's going to be the next Tim Tebow.
Quinn Ewers, by the way,
I don't know.
Was going to be a first or second round pick, right? Before whatever happened his last year. And I think we'll never know the truth, but I think everybody'd like to know, if you knew you're going to go in the seventh round, would you have just gone back to college football? He was going to get offered, probably going to be the highest paid quarterback in college football. Probably going to be the highest paid if he leaves Texas, was not going to start. He was already told Arch Manning's going to be the guy. He knew he's going back year three, Arch Manning was going to start. But a lot of people thought Quinn Ewers was going to get big money. And a lot of people thought Miami, that was their number one choice, was Quinn Ewers. It wasn't, you know, Carson Beck who takes advantage of it. And they were going to find – The other guy, by the way, is this guy, Mateer? From John Mateer, the guy from Washington State who ran for like 1,000 yards and threw a ton of touchdowns. Boy, what's going on Washington State? These guys all go to Washington State, build up their...
Well, they want to play in the Pac-2.
And, by the way, you know where Mateer is right now, right? You saw Miami made a little run at him and then went to Oklahoma. I think somebody said he's getting $5 million a year at Oklahoma.
Well, Oklahoma's had a good track record with quarterbacks.
Till that guy left and went to USC.
Yeah.
That kind of changed everything there.
But here's the thing, though, I don't know that there's a tougher position in all of sports to evaluate the transition from college to the pros.
Woody, I agree.
Because it's hard, man. Like, Caleb Williams is the consensus number one. I don't know if I don't think he's going to be the best quarterback in that class. How many of these top guys you see get whiffed on every year? Remember the Cardinals? They did it like they took a guy twice in consecutive years in the top 10. Where'd Josh Rosen go? Top 10?
Yes.
They thought Josh Rosen was going to be their franchise quarterback. Guy's not in the league anymore.
And by the way, you talk about dysfunctional.
That guy was out of the league in 2 years.
It looks like it worked for him, but their second guy they took first overall looks like he can play.
The Jets have missed on how many guys?
So
Jets have missed on what? Darnold?
I think you got
Zach Wilson.
I think you got to put the Jets off to a different group, though. If guys go somewhere else and play better, Sam Darnold.
Darnold did, but Darnold bounced. He bounced around too.
Some of that you got to throw back to the Jets being.
What about Bryce Young? You think that guy's gonna be any good?
I think he's got a chance to play better in the second half of the year.
I don't think he's gonna be an elite quarterback.
I don't know, Woody. I do agree with your original point before we start trying to figure guys out after 1 year, but
It is very, very tough to evaluate the transition.
But I got news for you, man.
College of the pros in that position.
It's not my job to do, and it's not your job, but the guys that decide they want to get in that business of GM, assistant GM, head of scouting, it's their job to figure it out and find a team along with the coaching staff and everybody else. It's their job to find a guy that fits the system that you're going to play and to put players around them to give them a chance. I saw what it looks like when it works. And I'm a terrible example because my guy.
You're not supposed to do this. You know that. You know that.
But nobody, you think anybody thought when he's taking it the first end of the first round that he was going to end up being this good?
Hey, man, look, the Dolphins, when they picked Tua, they had their choice of two guys.
Yeah, nobody talks about that anymore.
They used to talk about it all the time. But Justin Herbert, you know, I don't know, is he going to end up having a better career?
So I'm going to tell you a crazy one. I don't think Herbert's got anything in common with Joe Burrow. I think Joe Burrow's unbelievable.
Unbelievable is a stretch, but
I think
he's
really
very
good.
Good, but unbelievable. I think is a little
What's top five? Okay, let me change. Unbelievable.
I don't want to do the top five with you here, but unbelievable would be like Mahomes or Josh Allen.
You don't want to put him in. You don't want to put him in top five.
He's been very. He's been hurt too, by the way.
I mean, Lamar got hurt too. Okay, there've been a couple guys get hurt. Not hurt every year.
But that's the thing. Like, you look at a guy like Tua. Tua had all the injury stuff coming into the league. And the Dolphins were like, oh, well, you know,
but
whatever.
Tua got his brand up for a while. I know nobody wants to hear that, but Tua stayed healthy and got his brand up, put some numbers up. But, boy, I'll tell you what, this is a big, big year for Tua. Because I think most people believe if he stays healthy, he's going to put up numbers. He may not put them up every week, but overall in 17 games, if Tua stays healthy, he's going to put up big numbers with the weapons he has. He is. The question is for him, more than any other quarterback in the NFL right now, can you stay healthy for 17 games?
Someone brought up Ryan Tannehill on here. Which, by the way, is another one. That's like, why would you think that guy would be a good NFL quarterback when you drafted him?
Had a good arm. He's athletic. What? You asked me.
I mean,
but
I'm
before
just,
you don't
saying.
Know, I mean, I just told you why. Like, if you watched him throw, you watched him move around, he had a big-time arm. Did you know that?
I watched him play.
I don't know if you went down to watch him actually.
He overthrew Mike Wallace every single time.
I get it. Yeah. I'm just saying. You asked me why a guy goes in the first round.
Don't you think the guy has to carry himself like a quarterback too? Like, isn't that kind of important? Like, the guy has to have the head on his shoulders and carry himself like a QB.
I do think that's important.
Like the guy you were just talking about, your guy.
I do think that's important.
Like, that guy played the game too. Like, he played the role of quarterback.
That guy wanted to lead out in front, and it starts with me, boys. I'm going to put up. I told you the greatest line I've ever heard from you. You want Dan Marino line before I go, or is this illegal?
We're going to allow it. It's the dead of summer. You do what you got to do.
So our defense was struggling, and our offense is really good. And I don't want to tell you what year it was. It doesn't matter. I don't want somebody to turn this into a negative. He said, hey, man, boys, I just went over and told the defense, just get one stop, we'll win this game. Just get one, maybe two stops, we'll win the game. Because, boys, we're going to score every time we get it. And I'm like, did you guys hear what this dude, do you hear that confidence? And, by the way, he was serious. It wasn't like some big joke. All right, we got to go to break, man. We got 9 o'clock hour. Mike Florio is going to join us at 9:15. I got a feeling he is on fire here before the 4th of July. His fireworks are going off. Beverly's Jewelers. Oh, my gosh. My jeweler for 35, 36 years. They have an incredible offer going on right now. They've got this stunning 3-carat certified lab-grown diamond, VVS Clarity, e-color set in a custom-made 14-carat diamond ring for just $3,999. You know why I bring this up? I bring it up for the man that really wants to get engaged here this summer, is a little tight on the money, trying to figure a way to get a beautiful ring that she is just going to melt on and get it all taken care of, because you don't want to wait any longer. You want to get engaged. Beverly's Jewelers put it together for you right there, man. Hurry, this is a limited time offer. Plus, you got to go see it in person. Go see it. Beverly's Jewelers got all set up for you to see. You're going to love it. I'm telling you, it's impressive. Plus, gold prices are at an all-time high. Beverly's is paying top dollar for your gold, your silver, diamonds, and jewelry with immediate payment. Now, I trust Beverly's Jewelry for a long, long time for birthdays and anniversaries and makeups and get-together and upgrades and diamonds and everything else. Beverly's Jewelry's always been there for me. Jeff and Amanda, my friends, have been great, and I know they're going to be great for you for any occasion coming up. Birthdays, anniversaries, just a quick little gift that says I love you. You need to go to Beverly's Jewelry's. Got a great showroom off Commercial Boulevard in Fort Lauderdale. Or go to bevjewelers.com. Beverly's Jewelry's, where South Florida gets engaged.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.